Hello, Lagos. You are welcome to Uzoya's Corner. I am your host, Barrister Josephine. It's been a little while that we've had our time, and today I have come again with another interesting topic. We are still up on the youth in Nigeria and all the things we are hearing about what is going on in our country. To discuss this topic with me, I have a very special guest. She is a teacher in a private school. She's an educator, and she has experience with young people. She also has experience as a member of the disciplinary board in her establishment, and she has won Teacher of the Year for 2 years in a row. I'm privileged to have her this evening at Uzoya's Corner to come and discuss the issue of upbringing and parenting and how it's affecting our youth in Nigeria. Her name is Elizabeth Daudu. You are welcome to Uzoya's Corner, Ma.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
Thank you for coming to on our show. Now, we've been hearing about how nowadays our youth, we are seeing so many videos out on the social media, sex tapes, children about more, young people more interested about making quick money. They're seeing young people more interested in about wearing the latest thing. They're not even interested in anything that have to do with development, hard work, all those things. And you, as an educator, Mrs. Daudu, you'll be able to share your experience about what do you think is the cause of all this, what we are experiencing among our youth presently.
Thank you so much once again. The truth is, to go into this particular topic, let's go back to the drawing board.
Okay.
Parenting. As parents, most of us has failed in our duties.
Why do you say that, Ma?
Most times, we blame it on the economy of Nigeria. It was not like this while we were growing up. But because both parents are working, trying to make ends meet, there are no, the responsibilities of a parent to the child has been shifted to other parties.
Okay.
But the parents, one, to the house help, two, nannies, finally to the schools. Mm. And parents don't want to do their part. They want to make the money to meet the basic needs
of
these children.
Okay.
Why? They don't really know what is happening in the life of these children.
Or who
they really are until it's too late. And the result is what we are seeing presently in the country. Thank you.
Thank you, madam. So what you are saying generally is that parenting has failed, and that
in
a lot of ways, and the reason being that parenting is being shifted to people
other people that are not supposed to
be the parents. And then I don't think this was a deliberate act on the part of the parents. They are not deliberately trying to shift responsibility of parenting on others. But is there a possibility that the parents, they are aware and they still continue this attitude, or they are not aware? Are there efforts being made by parents to do better in your experience and as an educator?
Well, to some extent, some parents are aware.
Okay.
And to some extent, some are not aware, or some feel the situation is beyond their control.
Okay.
For example, the open days that school organizes where parents should come, check your child's reports, then you have a chance to talk to your child's teacher. The teacher has a chance to tell you what the child, because most times these students spend more time at school. This is what we are noticing. Parents don't show up.
Okay, now recently the National Assembly came up with a response to the outbreak of ritual killings among the Yahoo youths of Nigeria. They said that the government should declare a state of emergency on Yahoo on the ritual killings, and also blame the Nollywood movie industry for the rising state of ritual killings. Recently, we heard about a young man that set his girlfriend ablaze, he burnt her, just for ritual. Mm-hmm. We're hearing about people buying human heads, mm-hmm. we're hearing about people eating feces and everything. So what is your take on this National Assembly's position?
Well, I beg to differ in that blame, shifting blames to Nollywood. The honest truth is, there are people who should not have been parents that are presently parents right now. People whose upbringing has been doctored, people who at the point of their lives were not properly brought up, people who forget the fact that first and foremost we are Africans. We have cultures, we have ethics that are required of us. But people who believe this is the jet age, this is computer age, things should be done differently. So, you know, leaving a lot of things, or want to feel among their peers. And my friend got this for the child, my child too must have it. And when you expose children to internet, to Android phones, you don't monitor what they see, you don't monitor what they do there, the result is what we are seeing now.
You want the youth in Nigeria. Mm. And now, do you think the parents can actually, because I know what most of the parents that are busy with their work are trying to build a better life for their children, better than how they were brought up. But the thing is, you should not, the Bible will say, if you build a house for an Omoani, at the end of the day, so parents should be aware that everything they do, whether it's in putting food on the table, without proper upbringing, investing their time and effort, their time in the lives of their children, it will also have
negative repercussions
at the end of the day.
The truth is, we as school, as educators, we know our duties to the life of these children. And everything happening in Nigeria right now is really disheartening. Mm-hmm. Because these are things that at some point we've raised. When children at primary school age are ensuing some characters, and you invite parents, look at what is happening, look at what your child is doing. And people are like, hey, no. I pay the school, or when a child misbehave and you decide to suspend the child, stay at home for 3 days, think about your actions. Some people are like, I pay school fees, this child must be in school. When you don't allow the necessary discipline to be instilled in your child. Mm. And the child is right there beside the father or the parent, while screaming down the head of the school, I paid fees, the child must be back. I don't care what he did, I paid fees.
How dare you discipline my child?
Now, how dare you, God bless you, how dare you, do you expect the child not to do something worse later? Mm. The child feels it's the right thing, it's the normal thing, whatever I do, my parents will come and defend me.
Well, this is what they always say. If you don't discipline your child, you end up at one day paying for a lawyer to defend your child. And we have incidents of parents who actually go to native doctors to get charms for their children who are engaged in Yahoo Plus. And recently there was a video clip on the internet where some Yahoo boys went to the village home of one of their compatriots and they destroyed the mother's home because he absconded with 30 million naira that they were all obtained from fraudulent activities. Well, the EFCC has actually said that they are going to put up more effort to stop the spate of Yahoo killings and rituals. I think we also need to do more in terms of educating people.
Now, when the children come, now, most parents are aware their children engage in these social vices, Yahoo Plus and Yahoo.
And the sex videos.
They are aware. But as long as the child is bringing home money, bringing home things, making them feel on top of their game with their friends,
and giving them a better life,
where is our morals? Where is our ethics?
Yes.
So they turn their eyes away from what they know is actually wrong until it's too late. Mm.
Thank you, Mrs. Daudu. We will definitely invite you again. This is our topic today, parenting. Has parenting failed our youths in Nigeria?
It has.
Until we come again. Thank you very much for coming on our show.
Thank you for having me.
Until we come again on another exciting topic on your favorite podcast, Uzoya's Corner, I still remain your host, Barrister Josephine, and I say bye.